Bruin Coach's Corner, Evan Farbach with Bartlesville head boys basketball coach Clint Stewart as the Bruins prepare for Midwest City consolation bracket of the area tournament. And before we get into tonight's matchup, Coach, we can talk about Tuesday night's game. Obviously a tough one against Broken Arrow. You guys have played them three times now. All three of the games were single digits, especially close there in Broken Arrow. You lost by three in kind of a last second or a shot late in the game to Broken Arrow the last time. And of course, you lose 58-53 last night or on Tuesday night in overtime. And I know that you'd like to be one game a win from state in the winner's bracket, but I'm sure that you feel proud and feel like you guys played well on Tuesday.
Well, you know, our guys, they competed, you know, and played hard. You know, we've been had a long week of practice, you know, last week, especially with the weather and things. And so, you know, they were ready to go and, you know, played well against Putnam City on Monday. And then Tuesday, you know, tried to go up there and, you know, beat BA for the second time. And, you know, it came down to a few details, a few things there at the end. And, you know, if we, you know, in a regulation, we have to get a shot up. And we don't, you know, so we travel. And, you know, you go into overtime and, you know, at their place for a regional final, you know, it's going to be tough, you know. And our guys, they stuck together, you know, so I'm very proud of them. And, you know, got Midwest City now.
Played much better defense against Broken Arrow on Tuesday night than you guys had against some of the kind of the cream of the crop teams on the eastern half of 6A, and that's pretty much four games in a row where you guys have now gotten back to the basics. I know you kind of gotten away from your defense a little bit when you had played the string of games against Jinx and Union and Owosso, but that's it's four games in a row, as I mentioned. It's pretty consistent a defensive effort from you guys here recently.
Well, and like I said before, you know, it's the only thing that gives us a chance is, you know, we have to guard, we have to defend, you know, we have to play with energy on the defensive end, you know, and try to you know, make the other team take tough shots, and then we have to rebound, you know, so to finish it all with the rebound. And, you know, I think we've kind of gotten back to that, and, you know, obviously you see that, you know, when we do that, you know, we have a chance to win the basketball game. And so, you know, the guys have really been focusing back on that area and practice, and, you know, of course, myself and my coaching staff as well have been challenging them, you know, on the defensive end. So I'm happy with the way they've been, how they've responded, you know, especially, like I said, after, you know, going, you know, three or four games where we didn't play very well on the defensive end.
Also, another change here in the playoffs, the last couple games anyway, against Putnam City and Broken Arrow, no bad starts. You guys throwed it out kind of tit for tat with the other team. In fact, you guys have built your lead in the second quarter rather than the second half, and that's got to be somewhat gratifying for you as a coach because they're not just having to turn it on late.
Well, you know, and we really executed. You know, against Putnam City, we really executed our offense and shared the basketball, played together, and you know, Broken Arrow, I thought we executed our offense for about, you know, 3.5 quarters. And so, you know, that's what it comes down to offensively. We have to take good shots. You know, we take good shots, we can make them, you know. But, you know, like I said, we have to sustain that for the entire game. And I thought against Broken Arrow there late, you know, in that fourth quarter and overtime, you know, we didn't do that. And so, you know, if we do that and take the you know, the best shot, not just a good shot, but the best shot that we can get, you know, I think that's what we can be pretty good offensively.
Back to being in elimination games as you have Midwest City this evening. Obviously, that's a team, even though they're on the eastern half of the area, that's on the other half of the state. We haven't seen Midwest City yet. A little bit of a quick turnaround for you guys to prepare for a team you haven't seen yet in an elimination game.
Yeah, it is, you know, and, you know, they're a good team, and, you know, they got some guards, got a big kid inside, that's pretty good. You know, they really penetrate the basketball, get to the rim, push the basketball, you know, they'll show some pressure, you know, run and jump and trapping and things. And then, you know, they also get into a 3-2 zone and, you know, play tough in that end as well. So it's going to be a tough matchup. You know, we're definitely excited to see them and go play against them. And I know they're excited as well. You know, like I said, it's, you know, win or go home. And so there's no reason why we shouldn't have energy and effort and put everything we have into the game.
That's an 8 o'clock tip-off tonight at Will Rogers High School. Once again, elimination game between Bartlesville and Midwest City. Bruins will have to win tonight and then again tomorrow evening in order to make it to the state championship. And I assume you're just kind of taking it one game at a time. You obviously have to beat Midwest City or else the season is over. So you can't get looking to Saturday or anything even close to that.
Yeah, that's right. You know, if it's one game at a time and this point in time of season, you know, third season, playoff season, and, you know, we're very fortunate, you know, after losing to, you know, Broken Arrow, to have a chance to get to the state tournament, you know, and so, you know, we got to take care of business tonight against Midwest City. It's going to be a tough game, and, you know, we got to leave it all out there on the floor, and so I think if we do that, you know, I'll be very proud of the guys, you know, at the end of the game.
You mentioned zone defense for the Bombers. Does that put maybe a little bit more emphasis on some of your three-point shooters tonight?
Yeah, you know, I think so. And you know, I think, you know, I think they like to really get up in pressure. I think they're kind of switching to the zone to maybe let them relax a little bit and kind of catch their wind, you know, so they can get back into their pressure defense. So we're going to have to really execute offensively. We have to make shots. You know, we definitely have to make some outside shots, but, you know, still also have to penetrate their zone. You know, we can't just rely on the outside and shoot three-pointers. We still have to get the ball inside of Barron. Our guards still have to, you know, get into the paint and then get to the free throw line. So I think if we can stay in attack mode, you know, not just against their man or their run and jump, but in attack mode against the 3-2, I think that we'll be fine.
Bartlesville head boys basketball coach Clint Stewart, Bruins and Bombers tonight from Will Rogers High School at 8 p.m. tip this evening. Coach Stewart, appreciate the time, and we'll see you tonight.
All right, thank you.